Peace be with you, brother and sister.
愿各位弟兄姐妹们大家平安。
This morning our topic is the self-awareness of John the Baptist.
今天早上我们要一同查考的题目是施洗约翰的自我认识。
With the advancement of technology, nowadays human being can know many things.
今天我们科技的发达，我们能够知道许多的事情。
We can use the telescope to see the farthest star in the universe.
我们能够用望远镜，望远镜来看天上的星星。
We can use microscope to look at the smallest cell.
我们能够用显微镜来看最小的细胞。
It seems that we know a lot.
好像我们知道了很多。
But what is the thing that we always know the least about?
但是我们生活中知道最少的是什么呢
？It's not the thing outside，
不是在外面的事情
，but rather is our own self，
是我们自己
，our own weaknesses，
我们自己的软弱
，our own limitation，
我们自己的不足。
Oftentimes we think we must know God， we must seek God。
很多时候我们知道我们要认识神，我们要追求神
，we must work for God，
我们要为神来做工。
But before doing all that，
但是在做这些。之前
The first question is how much do we know about ourselves?
第一个问题是我们认识自己有多少
That is the main question.
这就是一个最主要的问题
In the Bible, there was one person, one holy worker called John the Baptist.
在圣经里面我们知道有一个圣工人员叫做施洗约翰
He prepares the way of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他为主耶稣预备道路
But when he works, he posed three questions and then he to tell usHe knows about himself in three aspects.
在他工作的时候，他告诉了我们三个问题，就是从三个方面来看他如何的认识他自己。
The first point.
第一点。
He knows himself. He is not the Christ, but only the voice of the wilderness.
他知道他不是基督，他只是从旷野发出的声音。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 19.
我们请看约翰福音第一章第十九节。
John chapter 1:19.
约翰福音第一章第十九节。
Verse 19 to 23.
十九节到二十三节。
Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. Verse 20.
二十节。
He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely. I am not the Christ. 21.
二十一节。
They asked him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not.Are you the prophet? His answer, no. 22.
22节
Finally, they said, Who are you? Give us an answer to take back those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? 23.
23节
John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of the one calling in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord. The people of Israel were eagerly anticipating the appearance of Messiah, the Savior.
那时候的犹太人，他们非常期望着弥赛亚的到来。
And they saw John the Baptist was preaching, was baptizing, was so powerful.
他们看到了约施洗约翰，他有能力的讲道，他又为人受洗。
So they asked him, "Are you the one?"
所以他们就来问他，你是那位吗
？But John the Baptist told him, "I am not the Christ."
但是约翰明明白白的告诉他们，我不是基督。
This is his first self-awareness. I am not Christ. I am not the Messiah.
这就是他第一个认识的自己，我不是基督，我不是那弥赛亚。
Human being is always self-deceiving.
有时候我们都会自己来欺骗自己。
We think that we are something.
我们认为我们是
什么东西？
是什么东西
？Because we have something, we possess something.
因为我们拥有了一些东西。
Because we have learned something, we have some knowledge, we think we are something.
因为我们有知识，我们学到了很多东西。
Or we are on a certain position so that we think we are something.
或者有时候我们在一个职位，我们就认为我们是什么东西。
But that are all deceiving.
但是这些都是外表的。
All the things that we know, we have learned, or possession can go in very short time.
这些我们所知道的，这些我们所拥有的，其实都是短暂的。
If we lost all that, we suddenly will find out that we are nothing.
如果我们一瞬间丧失了这些，你会发现我们什么都不是。
Because our possession is not our true self.
因为我们拥有的这些东西并不是我们。
Our knowledge is not our true self.
我们的知识不是我们自己。
Our position is not our true self.
我们所拥有的不是我们自己。
So if we strip off all these things that can associate with us now, we find out suddenly that we are nothing.
所以如果把这些东西都拿开，你会发现我们什么都不是。
Let's turn to a Bible verse in Psalm chapter 8.
我们请看诗篇第八篇。
Psalm chapter 8.
诗篇第八篇。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3 to 4.
第三节到第四节。
Psalm chapter 8, verse 3 to 4.
诗篇第八篇第三节到第四节。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the star,which you have set in place. Verse 4.
第四节。
What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care of him? Here the Bible tells us, who are we actually?
这边圣经告诉我们，我们是谁呢？
Actually, nowadays you don't hear this saying quite often.
其实现今的社会你已经不常听到这句话了。
Here the society magnifies that human beings are something, we can achieve something.
我们今天的社会告诉我们，我们每一个人都很重要，我们什么都能够做。
But the pitiful point is we don't really know ourselves.
那最可怜的是，我们并不认识我们自己。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because nowadays our distance to the nature, to the mother nature, is quite far.
因为今天我们与大自然的距离越来越远了。
Look at the older generation, how they grow up.
你看一下你上一代他们是如何成长的呢？
They run around the mountain ranges.
他们在山里跑来跑去。
They swim in the river.
他们在河里面游泳。
At night, they look at the starry skies.
在晚上，他们能够看到天上的星星。
So many of them.
很多很多的星星。
So far away.
非常非常的远。
So beautiful.
非常非常的美丽。
Look at the mountains covered by snows.
看到被雪掩盖的山。
Who are we actually? We are so small. We are so minute.
人算什么？我们算什么？我们非常的渺小。
So just like these psalmists who wrote down, "Who are we? But you still consider us."
所以在这边所说的人算什么？你竟顾念他。
But nowadays, the young people or the people now they live in the virtual world, virtual reality with computer, internet, and all this. So we are focusing on ourselves.
那现今的人，我们住在一个虚拟的世界里面，我们就认为自己。
So we lose the focus. We have very few chance to ponder about the power of nature, the power of God.
我们已经迷失了那个焦点，看不到了大自然的力量，看不到了神的力量。
Only when once in a while, when a hurricane came, or the earthquake, or suddenly have a SARS, or all those diseases, suddenly human being realize, who are we?
只有有时候我们遇到了大灾难，像地震、水灾。我们突然间明白我们算什么。
So John knew that he is not the Christ.
那时候约翰知道他不是基督。
This is the first step of his first awareness to work for God.
这是他来为神工作的第一步。
Now when he realized that he is not the one, he is not the Christ.
当他明白他自己不是基督的时候。
Now suddenly that he knows something.
那突然间他就明白了一些事情。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
我们看回来约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1 verse 29
约翰福音第一章第二十九节
John chapter 1 verse 29
约翰福音第一章第二十九节
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
When he admits he is not the one
当他承认自己不是耶稣的时候
Then God revealed to him Who is the one? You see something now
那时候神就告诉他谁是基督
That is a very important point
这是一个非常重要的一点
How can we see God?
我们怎么样才能够看到神呢
We must know we are nothing
我们要首先知道我们自己不算什么
We need your help, oh God
我们需要你的帮助
We are so weak
我们是非常的软弱
We are so powerless
我们是非常的无助
We need you
我们需要你。And
then suddenly he saw the Lamb of God is there.
那次日就是马上我们就看到了神，他就看到了神的羔羊。
There was a parent newly moved to Canada.
Parent,
家长啊。
有一个家长他新搬移民到加拿大。
They are truly a church member.
那他是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
We know being an immigrant is not easy to fit in a new society.
我们知道身为一个移民很难能够来融入这个社会。
And sometimes it's more difficult for the children to fit in a society also.
那有时候对于他的儿女也非常的困难。
So the parent crying to the father and mother. The children crying to the parent.
所以这个儿女他就向他的父母来哭诉。
I have no friend in school.
我在学校没有朋友。
I don't know the language.
我对这里的语言并不是很熟悉。
Why you bring me in this place?
为什么你要把我带到这个地方？
Now the parent tell the children.
那时候他的父母就告诉这个儿女，
I am not God.
我不是神。
I cannot help you.
我不能够帮助你。
Even I love you.
虽然我非常的爱你。
But my English is also limited.
但是我的英文也不是很好。
I cannot help you in your study.
我不能够帮助你来学习。
I cannot guide you in your academic step.
我不能够在你的学习上来帮助你。
I am not God.
我不是神。
But you have a God up there.
但是你有一个神在天上。
You have a heavenly Father up there.
你在天上有一位父。
You have to pray yourself.
你要自己来祷告。
Don't just cry to me.
不要向我哭诉。
Cry to God.
向神哭诉。
So this parent is guiding the children in the right step.
所以这个我们可以看到，这个父母是带领他的儿女走上正确的道路。
We parent cannot be around our children forever.
我们身为父母的不能够时常都在我们的子女身旁。
But when we can tell them, where is the Lamb of God, you can go.
但是我们可以告诉他，神的羔羊在哪里，你可以去。
But on the opposite, if we take the glory of God,
那相反的，如果我们夺了神的荣耀，
Well, actually, those who know the truth, we are quite smart, we will not be proud very obviously.
其实我们知道真理的人，我们非常的聪明，我们不会太骄傲。
Sometimes I think, if John want to be proud, he can do it in a very smart way.
有时候我会想，如果约翰他想要很骄傲的话，他也可以用很聪明的方法。
How?
怎么样来做呢
？People ask him.
别人就问他。
Are you the one?
你是基督吗
？Are you the Messiah?
你是弥赛亚吗
？John can say.
约翰可以说。
Huh? Don't tell you. You guess yourself.
我不告诉你，你自己去猜。
By saying that, he will not admit he is the Messiah, but he will leave some area for imagination.
虽然他没有承认他是基督，但是他给人家留了
proud,
想象的空间。
Is hidden deep in the mind.
虽然我们看不出他有骄傲，但是实际上在里面他有一点点的骄傲。
That is a very smart way to be proud.
这是一个非常聪明的方法来骄傲。
But it's very dangerous way because it's hidden.
但是非常的危险，因为它是隐藏的。
Always we have this kind of hidden pride in our heart.
常常我们会有这个隐藏的骄傲在我们的心里。
Our mouth can easily say, "Oh, praise God, praise the Lord, thank God about this and that." But in the heart, are you really thank God or thank yourself?
我们可以常常说感谢神、感谢主，但是你的心里有这样想吗
？Is it truly giving all the glory to God?
你有真正的把所有的荣耀归给神吗
？John the Baptist said, "No, I'm not the one. Don't look at me."
施洗约翰明白地说，我不是基督。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书第一章第二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书第一章第二十八节。
Verse 28. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone,with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
This is the key of doing work for God.
这就是为神工作的一个关
键。Bring your children to God direct.
你要把你的儿女带到神的面前。
Sometimes you see children grow up in the RE system. They go to E1, E2, J1, J2, and then suddenly you don't find them in the church anymore.
有时候我们看到我们的小孩在教会里面长大，参加了教会里面的宗教教育，参加了少年班
啊，少年班、中级班、大学班什么班啊？
什么？然后后来你就没有看到他。
Suddenly you don't find them. Why?
那突然间为什么他们不来教会
了？Because we have bring them to the church.To the RE class, but we may not have brought them before the Lord. No personal relationship is established.
虽然我们把他带到了教会，带到了这些宗教教育，但是我们并没有把他们带到神面前。
When we bring a truth seeker to the church, do we truly introduce him or her to the Lamb of God, Lord Jesus Christ?
当我们
look at ourselves,
当我们把一个慕道者带到教会的时候，我们有真的把指向神吗？还是指向自己
？So we have to know our own weaknesses. We are not the one.
所以我们要知道自己的软弱，我们不是基督。
I'm nothing.
我什么都不是。
The preacher is not the one.
我们的传道也不是。
Look at Jesus.
要看耶稣。
Second awareness.
那第二个认识自己的是。
He knows that he is not worthy.
他知道自己不配。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
We can put a bookmark on chapter 1 that we can always come back with quickly, yeah? With 1 second.
我们可以把红色的这一条放在这边，所以很快的可以翻回来。
John chapter 1 verse 26.
约翰福音第一章第二十六节。
I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know.
27.
He's the one who comes after me, thongs of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie.
约翰回答说，我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的。27节，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
Now he described himself, I'm not worthy even to untie his sandal.
现在他在这边认识自己，我为他解鞋带也不配。
Untying the sandal is the most humble job one can ever have.
为别人解鞋带是一个最谦卑的工作。
When was the last time you untie shoelace for someone?
你什么时候帮人家解过鞋带呢
？Only maybe your child is very small, you untied for him or her.
可能是在你的儿女非常小的时候，你帮他解过鞋带。
So this is a humble job.
这是一个非常谦卑的工作。
But John thinks I'm not even worthy of it.
但是约翰在这边想说，他连做这个都不配。
Sometimes the holy workers in the Bible or us today, we are facing one problem.
有时候我们可以看到，圣经里面的工人还是现今的工人都。面对的一个问题
We may have some thinking
我们有一些这样子的想法
Because during the process of selection that some criteria is needed So now I'm selected That means I'm somehow better than those who are not selected
因为在教会拣选工人的时候他都会看能力那今天我们被选到了我们可能就有一些好的
Maybe RA teacher I'm the one choosing But other people are not chosen Maybe I'm the better one
可能是在选宗教教育教员的时候，我被选到了，我可能就比别人还要好。
I'm the one leading the hymn. Other people are not chosen. I'm the better one.
我今天在这边领诗，别人没有被选上，我就是比较好的。
But it is because we are better that we are chosen.
那事实上呢，是因为我们比较好才被选上的吗
？Actually, it's not like that.
其实不是这样子的。
If you look at the Bible,
如果我们看圣经的话
，Many workers of God, when they are first chosen, they only have one response, which is, I am not worthy.
我们看圣经，我们可以看到很多神的工人第一次被拣选的时候，他们都有同样一个回答：“
let's,
主啊，我不配。”
Let's look at Luke chapter 5 verse 8.
我们看约路加福音第五章第八节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 8.
路加福音第五章第八节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 8.
路加福音第五章第八节。
When Jesus first chose the disciple, there's something happened that they should have catch so much fish.
那第一，耶稣召他首批门徒的时候，他们捕到了很多的鱼。
Verse 6, what happened? Verse 8.
第八节。
When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是罪人。
Simon Peter did not say, Wow, now the Lord, you choose me, now you know who is good, huh? I'm here.
西门彼得没有说，主啊，你应该拣选我，我就是好的。
Take me, I'm better.
选我吧，我是比较好的。
No, the first response he had is, I'm not worthy. Who am I? I'm a sinner. Please go away from me.
彼得在这边并没有这样子，他是说，主啊，我不配，我是一个罪人，离开我去吧。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
It is not we who choose the law, but the law chooses us.
不是我们拣选神，是乃是神拣选了我们。
We deeply think about this verse.
思想这个圣经节。
It's Jesus who chose us, not we choose Jesus.
是耶稣拣选了我们，不是我们选了耶稣。
Not we choose to be in the true Jesus Church and receive the true salvation.
不是说我们选择要来真耶稣教会领受这个真理。
How do we choose a thing?
我们今天是怎么样选择一样东西的呢？
If you go to shopping,
如果我们今天去买菜
，especially as a sister, go to the market.
尤其是姐妹她们去市场买菜的时候
，How do you choose?A certain item.
你怎么选一样东西
？Pick up one thing.
你就会拿起来看。
First, look at the price.
你先看一下它的价钱。
If it's cheap, it's economical. It's good.
如果这个价钱是合理的，就很好。
便宜的啊，
便宜的。
And also the quality, lasting, it's good.
如果它是耐用的，那就很好。
And also good looking, and then you choose it.
那又是好看的，那你就买了它。
You grab it and then go to the payment.Paid immediately.
你拿了就去付钱了。
But look at how Lord Jesus chooses us.
但是神是怎么样拣选一个人呢
？Look at us.
看一下我们。
If you look at one Bible verse.
如果我们来看一节圣经节的话。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Chapter one.
第一章。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter one verse 26.
哥林多前书第一章第二十六节。
26
节
Rather think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standard. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按肉体的有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
27节
God
chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
27节神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废弃那有的。
So that no one can boast before him.
29节，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
So I think God is a very different shopper than us.
我想神是一个非常与众不同的买家。
He go to pick the bad one.
他选那个不好的。
The weak one.
那个软弱的。
Look at us. Are we better than other people?
看一下我们比别人还要好吗
？Not exactly. We know ourselves.
不一定，因为我们知道我们自己。
There are so many people better than us.
那外面有很多人比我们还要强。
Are we of noble birth?
我们是有尊贵的身份吗
？There's no politician here. There's no president's son here. There are no parliament members here.
我们在这边没有看到总统的儿子，没有。
Are we rich?
尊贵的，我们很有钱吗
？There are so many people in the whole world richer than us.
在世界上有很多人比我们还要富有。
Are we have good looking?
我们有美好的外表吗
？There's so many stars in Hollywood, more beautiful than us.
我们知道在好莱坞有很多人比我们还要好看。
We are weak, we are lowly, we are not influential, and we are not wise.
我们是软弱的，我们是没有智慧的，我们能力也不多。
But God chose us.
但是神拣选了我们。
Now don't think that these lowly things is very cheap, but this is they very expensive.
不要想说我们就非常的便宜。
We are expensive.
我们是非常的贵。
Because we are sinner, God has to use His blood to pray to pay the price to clear our sin.
因为我们本来是罪人，神要买我们，他要付出他的血。
So that's why John the Baptist think I am not worthy.
所以这边约翰施洗约翰才说我不配。
Peter also think I'm not worthy.
彼得也说我不配。
There are so many workers in the Bible also think I'm not worthy.
在圣经里面很多的工人，他们都说我不配。
If we think we are worthy, then there's a problem.
如果你认为你配的话，那就有问题了。
Just like how the first king of Israel, Saul, we always know his story.
就好像
扫罗
以色列的第一个王。
In the beginning, he thought he was not worthy, so God chose him.
一开始他认为他不配，所以神拣选了他。
But later, he thinks he is something. He wants to sacrifice, even though he's not a priest, that God reject him.
那后来他越位他提高了自己，他认为自己是什么，所以神拒绝了他。
Now, how can that apply to our daily life?
我们怎么用把这个故事
？Not only our relationship with God.
我们怎么把这个放到我们日常生活当中呢
？Even our relationship with each other, especially our family member, we can always think about this. I am not worthy.
不只是我们与神的关系。我们与人的关系也是这样子，我们不配。
Why sometimes husband and wife have so much conflict and so much tension?
为什么很多时候夫妻之间会有许多的纠纷
？Or parent and children having so much conflict and tension?
或者父母与儿女之间
？They always hear the complain about each other.
他们会我们常常可以听到他们的埋怨。
Why?
为什么呢
？There's only one fundamental question.
有一个最基本的问题。
Always on both sides, we always take things for granted.
因为我们都觉得这是理所当然的。
We always think my wife, why treat me like this? My wife should be better.
我们会想说，我的妻子为什么这样子呢？她应该做得更好。
And wife can complain to the husband, why you don't do this? Do this? I look at other husband.
那这个妻子就说，为什么我的丈夫就不会做那个？她就看别人的丈夫。
We always take things for granted. You should do this. You should do that.
我们都觉得他做那个做这个是理所当然的。
That's why both sides keep complaining.
所以对方就一直的埋怨。
When there's complaint, the love will decrease.
可是当有埋怨的时候，爱就会减少。
Now, change our mentality.
那我们现在转换一下我们思考的方式。
Don't just demand on the other side.
不要一直要求对方。
Think about yourself.
我们想一下我们自己。
Am I worthy?
我们配吗
？Am I worthy to have this husband or wife?
我们配有这么好的一个丈夫或者是太太吗
？Actually, I'm not that good either.
其实我自己也不是很好。
Please change me, O Lord.
神啊，请改变我。
So when we think we are not worthy, you see the whole relationship will change.
所以当我们把自己看成不配的时候，你就会有一个很好的
关系。You cherish what you have.
你会非常珍惜你拥有的。
You will not complain what you don't have.
你不会为那些你没有的东西来埋怨。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
所以我们祈求神来帮助我们。
So only when John the Baptist he knows that he's not worthy, God exalted him.
所以只有在施洗约翰知道正是自己的不配，神就提高了他。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
我们请看路加福音第七章。
Luke 27 verse chapter 7 verse 27.
第七章第二十七节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 27.
路加福音七章第二十七节。
Luke 7 verse 27.
路加福音七章二十七节。
This is the one about whom is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare a way before you. Verse 28.
28节。
I tell you, among those born of women, there's no one greater than John. Here tell us, Jesus said, among those born of women, no one greater than John.
耶稣告诉我们，凡妇人所生的没有一个大过约翰。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Because those who born of a woman can refer to the Old Testament, all the workers.
从妇人所生的就是旧约所有工作的人都是从妇人
所生。All the workers, actually, they are pointing toward the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
所有那些工人都是指望着耶稣的到来。
But John the Baptist is most direct to prepare the way of the Lord, so he's most blessed, most precious job.
但约翰他是在最近的，他是为主预备道路的。
So no one in those sense can be greater than him.
因为约翰最近，所以没有人能够比他更大。
So this is how Lord Jesus exalted John.
这就是耶稣如何的来提高约翰。
So when we humble ourselves, we are not worthy. You see the change in relationship.
所以我们谦卑自己，我们就可以看到我们关系的改变。
The third point.
第三点。
John knows that he knew nothing.
约翰知道他的知识是很少的。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 31.
John 约翰福音
John chapter 1 verse 31
约翰福音第一章第三十一节
John chapter 1 verse 31
约翰福音第一章第三十一节
31 to 34
31到34节31节我先前不认识他如今我来用水施洗我要叫他显明给以色列人第32节约翰又作见证说我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下住在他的身上33节我先前不认识他只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上就谁就是用圣灵施洗的34节我看见了就是证明这是神的儿子
Here John the Baptist described Actually he did not know who is the one who is the Messiah
这边约翰说我先前不认识神不认识谁是弥赛亚
He did not know
他一开始不知道
But later he knew
但是后来他就知道了
Why?
为什么呢
Because the Holy Spirit revealed to him who is that one
因为圣灵亲自向他显明了
If you think you do not know
如果你想说你不知道的话
God will let you know
神会让你知道
If you think you know something
如果你想说你都知道的话
Okay, God said, you go ahead, you know yourself
神说你就去吧你自己知道了
In order for a cup to be filled with water or anything it must be empty first
如果我们要把一个杯子里面装什么东西装水的话我们一定要先把里面的东西倒掉
If it's not empty no matter how you pressurize how you press things inside it cannot go in
如果里面已经装满了，你不管怎么压、怎么挤，都不能够再装东西进去。
John the Baptist said, "I don't know. I didn't know him, but now God revealed to him."
约翰说：“我不知道，神就给他知道了。”
Often time to find some friends or truth seeker when they come, you observe different kind of truth seeker.
我们看有时候就我们看到的来教会的。
不同的慕道朋友啊，
牧童的慕道朋友。
Some truth seeker come here, listen very carefully, and ask a few questions, and then listen carefully again.
有些慕道朋友他们会很注意的听，听完又问，问完又很注意的听。
Kind of truth seeker, their knowledge of the word of God will grow very quickly.
那一种慕道朋友就非常的好， 对神的认识就增加很快。
But some other kind, you talk to him one sentence, you talk 30 sentences, you talk 5 minutes, you talk 30 minutes, and then it's very difficult to talk to him continuously.
那有些慕道朋友是你跟他讲五分钟，他就回答你半个小时，就非常难跟他交通。
It seems that now you are the truth seeker, he is the one teaching you.
那好像你就是那个慕道朋友，那他是在教导你的人。
John the Baptist is not like that.
约翰，施洗约翰并不是这样子。
Even though he knew a lot, he was in the wilderness for a long time, but he said, I didn't know anything.
虽然他知道很多，他在约旷野里面很久，但是他说我什么都不知道。
There was one very famous person called 林语堂啊， he was a very famous文学家， very famous writer.
有个很有名的文学家叫做林语堂。
He looked at his past and he talked about his own experience.
他看他的过去来讲说他的经验。
He said, when I was a kid, I thought I knew nothing.
他说我小时候的时候，我认为。
I think I knew nothing. 我什么都不知道。
我小时候的时候觉得我什么都不知道。
When I became an adult, and I thought I know a lot, I know many things.
那我当我长大之后，我觉得我很多东西都知道了。
But once again, when he got old, when he advanced in age, he suddenly also found out that he knows nothing.
但是他老的时候，他突然发现他其实什么都不知道。
When he was in the primary school, he thought he knew nothing.
当他在小学的时候，他觉得什么都不知道。
But when he go to university, wow, all the books, all the lecturer, he thought, oh, suddenly I learned something.
但是他去大学学到很多知识后，他觉得什么都知道了。
When he entered the society, once again he discovered that actually he knew nothing, he knew very little.
但是他到社会以后，他再一次的又发现他什么都不知道。
So what is true spirituality?
所以真正的灵性是什么？
What is true growing in knowledge of God?
我们真正在神的知识成长是怎样的？
The more we know, actually, the more we discover that we don't know.
其实我们知道的越多，你会发现我们是多么渺小，我们知道的越少。
So that's why John the Baptist said, I actually didn't know him, even though I was close to God, but I didn't know who is the one.
所以虽然约翰是最接近耶稣的，但是他说我不认识他。
Actually, he was even a cousin of Lord Jesus by blood.
其实他跟耶稣是血亲，他是耶稣的。
But he said, I didn't know.
表哥。
And then God revealed to him.
但是他说我不知道，所以神向他显现了。
So how can that apply to our life?
我们要怎么样把这个带入我们的生活当中呢？
Today, what is our problem?
今天我们的问题是什么？
What is our struggle?
我们今天挣扎的是什么？
What is our challenges?
我们今天遇到的难题又是什么？
Do you think you know the answer?
你想你知道这些答案吗？
Maybe you think, we have think, oh, I have plan one, if plan one don't work out, I have plan B, if not, I have plan C.
你们想说我有计划 A， 计划 A 不行，我就用计划 B，
or C，
或者计划 C。
I thought I know。
我想，我本来以为我知道的。
But don't forget。
但是不要忘记。
If we want God to help us，
如果你想要神来帮助你的话
，We pray to God, Oh Lord, I didn't know our way. Please guide us。
你要向神祷告，神啊，我不知道，请你带领我。
What is a spiritual leader？
一个属灵的领导者是怎样的
？Look at John the Baptist。
看一下，我们看一下施洗约翰。
When other people don't know who is the one, the Savior, the Messiah, he already revealed by God. He see it already.
当别人不知道耶稣主耶稣是谁的时候，他已经神已经向他显现了。
So what is a leader?
谁怎么样才是属灵的
？Leader is the one who can see what other people cannot see.
领导者就是可以看到别人看不到的东西。
Leader is the one who can hear first before other people hear.
属灵的领导者就是在别人听到之前，自己已经先听到了。
Not because he himself is very smart，
并不是说他比别人还要好。
But because God has revealed to him，
是因为神已经向他显明了。
So who is the spiritual leader today？
所以今天谁是属灵的领导者
？Don't point to the preacher，
不要指向传道。
Don't point to the deacon, deacon or church board member，
不要指向那些，不要指向教会的负责人。
Who could be the first spiritual leader？
谁是教会的领导者？
If we have a family, the parent, the father and mother already is a spiritual leader.
如果在一个家庭里面，父母就是他的，就是一个灵性的
领导者。
领导者。
We are guiding our family in the right way.
我们要带领我们的家庭走上正路。
Do we see before other people see?
我们可以在别人看到之前先看到吗？
There was a certain GA, GA 是总会，总会。
有一个总会
General Assembly. Before when they have meeting,
在他们有开会之前
Because all, most of them, all the members in the General Assembly, they're so educated, so many PhD, so many successful person, professional.
那在那个总会里面有很多成功人士都非常的
They've experienced in different aspect in the society.
他们都有很好的学历，有很好的经验。
Oh, so when they come together, the meeting become very heat up.
所以当他们在一起聚开会的时候，就非常的困难。
So difficult to agree on anything.
很难有一个共识。
Because they're so experienced, everybody knows so much.
因为他们非常的有经验，每一个人都知道非常的多。
So the meeting always drag very long, and it's not effective, and it's not very in good harmony.
所以这个开会都过程非常的长，非常的艰苦。
But later they discover,
但是后来他们发现了
we are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
We are talking about the things of God.
我们现在是讨论神国的事情。
We need God to guide us.
我们需要神来带领我们。
So let's pray more.
所以我们要更加迫切的
祷告。Before making an important decision,
在做一个重大决定之前。
Before meeting together,
在我们一起聚集开会之前。
Before longer time in prayer,
我们要花很多时间来祷告。
Even fasting and prayer.
甚至禁食祷告
After a time,
在过一段时间之后
to find out the quality of the meeting increase,
他们会发现他们开会的
the quality, 品质啊，
他们开会的品质有改善
They quickly agree in things very easily because all of them are filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们很快就能够达成一个共识，因为他们都被圣灵所充满
When they thought they know nothing, then God tell them something.
当他们自己认为不知道的时候，神就会告诉他们
We may not go to that kind of meeting.
可能我们不会去参加那种的开会。
But we will face different challenges in our life.
但是我们在生活当中会遇到各种的问题。
We need the Lord's guidance.
我们需要神的带领。
I always like one verse.
我常常喜欢一节经节。
Psalm 37 verse 5.
诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37 verse 5.
诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37 verse 5.
三十七篇第五节。
It's a very good verse here.
这是一个非常好的经节。
Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this for you.
当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Commit your way to the Lord.
将你的事，将你的事交托耶和华。
And He will guide you.
那他就会成全。
So through these three awareness of John the Baptist, we can learn how to become a good children of God.
那从施洗约翰的三步认识自己。我们就可以知道如何来成为一个更好的信徒。
Let's sing him together.
我们来一同唱诗。
237.